Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strand of Oaks, Goshen 97. Off the Micah Monday playlist. Hey, look, this isn't one of those entrapment type situations where we're trying to get you to admit that you did something illegal so we can bust you. I genuinely want to know when your firearm accidentally discharged and shot you or a loved one. Because I get the feeling that this kind of thing happens all the time.
You're damn right. Then you find a trusty veterinarian that'll patch you back up and not tell anyone.
That's how it goes down in the movies. Now, this happened, of course, in Pasco County at a Publix. Now, I would think that this would, quite frankly, happen at a Winn-Dixie or an Aldi. But a lady had a gun in her purse in Orlando Lakes Publix, okay? 60-something-year-old lady. She's got a 69-year-old husband named Vernon, because no one under the age of 69 is Vernon. They're in the checkout line at the Publix on Collier and 54. Everybody knows where that Publix is. So she's a concealed carry permit holder, which to me means she knows what to do with the gun, or at least she knew who to pay so she could get her concealed carry permit. She got her gun sitting on top of the counter as she's checking out. Safe place for a gun, right? You definitely want to leave it on a counter where anybody can knock it off.
I mean, I know I'm probably just a snowflake, but if I was a cashier, I would think that it was a signal to give up all the cash. Like, hey, here's the weapon. Now give me all the money. I know where you keep the 20s.
Right. I would have thought the same thing. So While her purse is on the checkout counter, it falls to the floor. The impact caused the two-shot pistol inside her purse to fire. Now, fortunately, it only hit her husband.
Oh, sorry.
Fortunately, it hit her husband in the leg. The bullet did. But imagine that's your kid. Imagine you got your kid at Publix because you love them, shopping's a pleasure there, and some irresponsible old bat discharges her firearm inside Publix and shoots your kid.
Well, that's why there needs to be a good guy with a gun.
To stand between the bad guy and the gun and you?
Just the Publix marshal that you never know what aisle he's down in. He'll just pop out and save the day.
Now, they say no criminal charges are expected to be filed. Why? Why not? Well, you got a discharge.
I think they just, you know, had to ask, hey, do you love your husband? Is there anything going on? No, I love my husband. It's an accident. Okay, no problem.
No, we got to, this is negligence, criminal negligence. This is something. There's got to be some law that has been broken that you got to hit this lady with.
Well, I mean, it'd be up to the husband to press charges, like attempted murder, right?
I don't think he's going to.
Right, he's not.
He's not going to push for that. But on behalf of all of us who shop at Publix and don't want to be shot by irresponsible gun owners, You gotta teach these people a lesson. So tell us where and how your weapon accidentally discharged so we can all feel a little bit better about this. Because of the people listening right now, I would say there has to be at least a fraction who have shot themselves accidentally.
Oh, more than a fraction. Are you worried about people packing heat in Publix?
I assume everybody is packing heat everywhere.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
Especially in Publix. Looters.
I mean, yeah. I don't ever feel like my life is in jeopardy at Publix, but then again, I shop at the West Chase Publix, which is a nicer Publix. So, I don't ever fear for my life at that Publix.
Yeah, but you know what? You're a man who knows what he wants when he goes into Publix. If you're perusing, that's where all the scuffles take place. Somebody's perusing too long, get out of my way. I'm trying to get to the organic romaine, and then, boom, shots fired.
I will tell you, I will no longer try to beat anyone else out to a lane that might open up, because if you're armed, you can have that lane.
Oh, yeah, you're gone.
I don't need that. You get in front of me, and that's fine. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
People are shooting themselves all the time.
I think so.
Oh, it happened probably 15 times this weekend to people that listen to the show.
It just happened to make the headlines once at Publix in Lando Lakes. What's up, Jim?
Hey, hi, Drew. I wanted to talk to you about the oatmeal situation with your son.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I know this is out of the gun realm.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe the reason he's making so much noise, this is something that you taught him how to do. Mm. And you should be proud of that when you wake up in the morning. Instead of covering your head with a pillow, maybe he's being loud, wanting you to come down. All I'm going to say as a father is maybe get up, go down to the kitchen table, and actually sit with him across from his bowl of oatmeal and say, you know what? Good job.
You're calling me throw up in my own mouth. Like, I love being a dad, but your call just made me throw up in my own mouth. Like, you took all the gross elements of being a dad and poured saccharin all over.
You know, he did.
That's how I feel, man.
You're disgusting. You're a disgusting human being. Thank you very much for calling. You're gross. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
He just wrote a Publix commercial.
727-579-1025. Hey, buddy. Couldn't help but hear you making noise with that oatmeal.
It's like all Thanksgiving, we run the commercial of you putting the pillow over your head, and then on Christmas Eve, it's the big reveal where you take the pillow off your head, and you go and you sit by him, and you go, son, I love you and your noises.
Dad, I've been waiting for this moment all year. Why do you think I've been clanging this spoon against the bowl so that dickhead would call you on the radio and give you the idea to get out of bed?
That'll be bigger than that David Lee Roth Audi commercial you were in years ago.
Yeah, this is Matt. Tara, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi. Hey. I wanted to call about the accidental shooting. I worked at a hotel, and a guy had a gun in his pocket, and he accidentally shot it off, and the shrapnel hit three different people in the lobby, and one of them was the guy that works behind the counter.
Oh, my God. So, wait. So, he's got his gun in his pocket, and it just went off?
Yeah. He was, like, searching in his pocket for something with the gun in his pocket. And it hit the tile, and then the shrapnel hit, like, a grandfather, a kid, and then the guy behind the desk all at once.
Man, I'm sorry. I'm a nonviolent guy, but if your shrapnel hits my kid, I'm going to pistol whip the crap out of you until you're bleeding all over your face holes. Like every single face hole is going to be bleeding if your gun goes off and your shrapnel hits my kid. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Gary?
Hey, I have been waiting for this topic to come up for such a long time.
Hell yeah.
I'm a gun person. I carry a concealed weapon. I'm a former Marine, and I have never negligently discharged a firearm. Why? Because I don't keep a weapon. I don't keep a round in the chamber. There's no need. If you're in a shady area, okay, you pull your weapon, you chamber around. But, like, even a resource officer does not have to have a round in the chamber. It's silly, especially with so many weapons now, where the trigger is the safety. You know, there's no real safety. So only a jackass would carry a weapon with a round in chamber in the Walmart. I just don't understand.
Publix, no less. Walmart, I expect it. Yeah. Publix, the standard is a little bit higher, my man. Well, I'm glad we finally got you to call in.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, just preach the common sense out there.
That's what I'm doing, dude. Thank you. Kerry Tebow said, are people even allowed to carry guns into a Publix? More importantly, why are people so paranoid that they carry guns into a grocery store? Do you watch the news? Why are people so paranoid that they care? I don't fault anybody for carrying their gun everywhere. Do you not see what's going on in society right now? Everyone is armed. I want to be armed, too.
Oh, if I saw somebody trying to steal those Entenmann's donuts, I would blow their head right off their shoulders.
Well, I recommend leaving the loss prevention to the employees of the Publix.
Sometimes they're busy.
You don't want to engage in vigilante justice. Let people take that loaf of challah if they wish to.
I would do that, and then I would weigh myself on the way out.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Andy?
Some places you're not allowed to fire a weapon. So discharging the gun in public, not in a situation where it's necessary and there's threat. But first of all, what's she doing laying the gun on the counter? Because with concealed carry, you're carrying it. Somebody can see it in a holster on your body or it's in your purse. It's not being put up on the counter. That's called brandishing a firearm.
Well, I mean, she's got her firearm inside the purse. The purse was up on the counter. But, man, I'm telling you, what if you got the friggin' barrel of that thing pointed at the damn cashier and then it goes off, you know?
Well, like the last gentleman said, they're built with safeties on them. Why was the safety not on? There's no reason to have a round in the chamber. That's just irresponsible on her part.
Lock this bitch up. Thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I don't care how old you are. You are an irresponsible gun owner. They should take away your gun, and they should put you in jail. I don't care if you're 60-something years old.
But she shot her husband. It's even. It's even at that point.
She got lucky that she shot her husband. That's the best-case scenario, that you shoot someone that doesn't matter to anybody else except you.
What's the best-case scenario, I think, for her? Probably not, yeah.
Probably not him.
Not him, no.
Well, I think that's not... She's not being reckless, but she's not being careful. So there should be some sort of punishment so that it doesn't happen again.
Take away her gun permit.
Well, she seems like the kind of lady that was digging for exact change. And, you know, so sometimes it's at the bottom of your purse and you have to take your weapon out and put it right there.
Pasco deputies say Vernon Messier, 69, was shot in the shin when his wife's purse fell from the checkout counter to the floor. My mom gets mad at my dad if he leaves something in the car and then has to go to the car to get it. I can't imagine the rage that she would feel when my dad accidentally shoots her in the leg.
Dude, Vernon was probably a kick-ass mall walker, and now his shin got blown off, and it's never going to be the same.
And now Mrs. Messier's got to do everything for him, and she can't even bitch about it because she's the one who shot him.
Well, she's going to have to wheel him around the Citrus Park Mall now.
I think he's probably going to get one of those cool scooters, you know, where you put your cast up, you got the one-leg-up scooter.
Oh, yeah, if he started a GoFundMe for that, I would donate.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. The problem I have with this story is the last line, no criminal charges are expected to be filed. What's up, Jay Frank?
Hey, what's going on, Drew? It should have been a charge of at least unlawful firing of a weapon because Kalisco Barrow did the same thing and accidentally shot himself in the thigh and he went to prison.
You know, that is true. Who was that? Plexico Burris said that was walking into a nightclub or whatever, and he had a gun on him, and he shot himself in the leg. He shot himself in the damn leg, and they put him in jail. So what about this old lady? Thank you.
Well, that's New York. This is Pasco. This is just another day.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. If you thought that this story could happen anywhere except Pasco County, then you don't know Florida very well.
I was not a live PD fan, but did anything like this ever happen? Any stories in Pasco where I just shot my husband in the public? Because then I would have been locked in.
I saw most of the episodes, and I have to say, the Collier and 54 Publix did not make one appearance that I saw, and there were no accidental discharges ever on live PD while I watched in Pasco.
That's what was missing.
They never should have left Pasco County. I have zero interest in that show now that they're not in Pasco.
Well, I thought Pasco made that decision.
Pasco said, we're good. We don't need to be a part of your show anymore. They were wrong for doing that. What's up, Brian?
So this didn't happen to me, but my nephew was sitting at home and thought he was Dirty Harry, had his 44 on his hip, and thought it was digging into his hip, so he went to pull it out, accidentally pulled the hammer back, shot himself in the leg.
Like upper leg, lower leg, what?
It like grazed his thigh and like burnt his fingers all up from the gunpowder. But it was pretty funny. We still make fun of him this day.
Do you have to go to the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
What'd he say? I shot myself?
Yeah, pretty much. Oof, it was having to explain it to his wife was the funny part.
Man, I don't know if it'd be worse to shoot yourself or to shoot your spouse. Would you feel worse, Seth, shooting yourself accidentally or shooting Phoebe accidentally?
Would I feel worse? Oh, man, I'd shoot myself 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, over shooting Phoebe?
All in different parts of my body, yeah. I could never shoot her. I mean, on accident.
Right.
Right.
You could shoot her up on purpose.
I don't know what would happen. That scenario you painted on Friday of her and Sean Daly coming out as being a couple on the Jerry Springer show, that was a moment that I might have handled things.
You mean that fictional scenario that we concocted?
It's,
had you thinking about shooting her?
It just stayed with me all weekend long.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Adam? We're talking about this dumb old lady who shot her husband in a Publix.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say, you know what it feels like when you run your shin into a ball hitch or something.
Ooh.
Imagine a bullet hitting it.
Ouch.
But in the military, negligent discharges are a pretty serious thing, and for no charges being brought upon this woman, I think is kind of crap.
What happens in the military? Like
his rank,
like you're in the military, you're an officer, non-commissioned officer, whatever, and you accidentally discharge. You're in the commissary, you accidentally discharge and shoot a fellow soldier in the leg. What happens to you?
Well, I can tell you from personal experience in Afghanistan, I had one. He was riding in the back of a truck with his weapon on his foot, muzzle on his foot. We hit a bump, boom, blew his toes off. Another individual, we were, you know, on a mission, 40-millimeter round right over top of my head. In these instances, individuals lose rank, they get suspended, they lose pay. There's a punishments called page 11s or non-judicial punishments. So it's pretty serious. So I think it's only fair that something happens.
Same, Adam. And you know what? You know, people bitch about elderly discrimination all the time. This is reverse elderly discrimination. If this lady wasn't in her 60s, if this is some dude in his 30s, 40s, he gets charged here. But because it's this old lady, we go, which is old people being old people. She ought to be banned from that Publix. They ought to take away her concealed weapons permit, and they ought to throw her in jail for a weekend.
I agree.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.
Oh, a weekend. Okay.
A weekend.
All right, that's I can get behind that.
You got to spend a weekend in jail.
That's fine.
You shot your damn husband in the damn shin.
No conjugal visits either during that weekend.
No, not that weekend. You will have to keep that your hands off your hot piece of ass husband for that one weekend. Not like he wants to plow you anyway because you shot him in the leg. You know, I'd be using that, man. I'd be using that for everything. Oh, yeah, sorry. I went out and banged some other girl this weekend, but, you know, you shot me in the leg.
Oh, that's like cheating. I mean, if you shoot your husband, that's like you had sex with 10 guys.
Yeah.
She didn't mean to. I'm not defending her. Never mind.
Yeah, you know, mean to or not, you get a pass, Vernon. I hope you're out there slaying all that punani at the Villages this weekend, Vernon.
You want to have a dating contest for Vern?
Yeah, let's find Vern a new woman. Qualifications, must not shoot me in the leg in Publix. 727-579-1025.
Vern on Tinder, bio, my last wife shot me.
Exactly. Swipe left if you're into shooting dudes, because that ain't about the life I'm living. 727-579-1025. Now I'm going to be looking at all these old Phoebes differently in Publix. Like, which one of them's got a gun?
I suggest get in and get out.
Yeah, that's all I do. I'm not there to socialize. What's up, Terry? I am there to socialize. Hello, Terry?
No, this is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, what's up, bud?
I was just thinking, the article I read said she had a Derringer. Those aren't really known for having safeties or being a very safe gun. Probably a little two-shot double hammer deal.
That's what she's got, a little two-shot double hammer deal.
Yeah, somebody got you hammered.
Dude, that was so manly, the way you went back and forth on that double hammer.
Yeah, two-shot double hammer deal.
Yeah.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I think about what could have happened in this situation. That gun could have been pointed anywhere when it went off.
Well, it also should tell you not to really crowd people when you're in, you know, sometimes the people, you get no space there.
Damn right.
People want to follow their groceries all the way down to the end. You got to just space it out. Give me an arm's length.
Can you imagine being behind these old farts? You're just waiting there for her to ring up your damn tuna and whatever. And then you see the purse fall. You hear the unmistakable, bam. And then you look. And Vernon's got a hole in his leg.
You know what the funny thing is? That they were together. I find shopping to be, it's a one-person activity.
Yeah.
You get more than one person, you're crowding the lanes and all that.
Agreed.
So it's interesting that he was tagging along. He probably didn't even want to be there.
Probably didn't. He probably put off a round of golf just so he could go to Publix with this lady.
You think Vern's like, oh, hey, let's go grocery shopping today together?
No. Vern got roped into it. This is just our conjecture.
Oh, man. I know. I think we're definitely right.
Vern said, no, I was going to play some golf today, but okay, I'll go to Publix with you. What am I going to get, shot or something? What's up, Kyle? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
All right, Kyle. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, you know, in these day and age and everything, that people who are caring really shouldn't be all caring. No, 100%. You know, some of them should not be caring, like you say.
Caring.
But there are accidents that can happen.
Sure.
And that if you go back a couple of weeks, how about the sheriff that had a discharge in the cafeteria at the school?
Yeah, it was last
week. That was an accident.
Right, last week. It was a school resource officer who accidentally discharged his weapon in a school cafeteria. Right. Right. He should be reprimanded, just like this lady should be charged with something.
Right, yeah, you know, and that was definitely an accident, just like this right here. But to go back to what I'm saying, there are people that should not be caring, and maybe this woman should not be caring at all, like you said.
Yeah, not anymore. Like, okay, great, you got your concealed carry permit, but you showed me that you are not capable of carrying a weapon. So... man, I wish I was in that Publix. I'd be suing the crap out of this lady for emotional anguish today. Like, I was just there to get some kitty litter.
Who says you weren't there?
I feel like I was there. In fact, in telling this story to you, it's pretty much like me being there.
I feel like I've known Vern his whole life.
I feel like I'm never going to see Vern the same way, now that he got shot like a little bitch.
He might be my dad.
I'll never respect Vern again. 727-579-1025.
I mean, he's going to be the mayor out there. I think their other mayor's in jail. We got to get Vern.
That's Port Richey. And their three mayors are in jail.
Sorry.
Paul, what's up? Hello.
Hey, I would just let you know I was there.
At the Publix?
Yeah, at the Publix.
What happened?
It was about 2 aisles over. The gentleman was in the back aisle. I was in the front aisle. Mm-hmm. And from what I could see, you know, the loud gunshot, then what I could see was at the top of his head. And some people asking him, what happened? Are you okay? And he shouted out, I don't know what happened. And, you know, obviously it was a gunshot. And, you know, someone else said, wow, that's a loud balloon. I said, that was not a balloon. And people kind of scrambled a little bit. And the police came and the ambulance came, took him away.
Do you have any mental anguish?
Sound like you do.
No.
I would.
You know, I was getting my tacos and beer for Sunday night, taco night.
There you go. Cinco de Mayo. Thank you. Appreciate the firsthand account.
That's a great story to come back with tacos and say, hey, just saw a guy get shot.
So I tell you what, man. If I'm carrying in the Publix, right, and I hear a gunshot, my gun's coming out. If I'm carrying and I hear the unmistakable sound of a gunshot and I'm in Publix, my gun is coming out because there's obviously someone there shooting. And when I find out it's a lady who shot her husband in cold blood, who's to say I'm not next? She already shot her husband in the shin. You want to tell me it's an accident? I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Oh yeah.
I'll put a round in you, lady.
Ah.
You want to shoot your husband in the shin? You're not getting me next.
Oh my gosh.
I take a little dark.
I've been on a roller coaster today. I'm not really sure where you stand on Vern anymore. And I know you don't like his wife, but, I mean, we can still get behind him, right?
One thing I think we can all agree on is gay sandwiches. And we're going to come back, and we're going to sink our teeth into the gayest sandwich possible. Now, this gay sandwich does not come without controversy. In fact, this LGBTQ sandwich, which was designed to help raise money and awareness for LGBTQ, actually probably did more harm than good. But I'd really like to know the gayest sandwich possible. 727-579-1025. I know there's nothing gay about taking meat and putting it between buns, but when we come back, we'll get into gay sandwiches. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Small business owners, no matter what business you're in, there's one thing you need to keep it all running. That is a reliable network. That's where Spectrum Business comes in. They provide a network you can depend on with over 99.9% reliability and the fastest internet starting speeds available. With Spectrum Business Internet, you get blazing fast speeds of 100 megabits per second for only $44.99 a month. And when you add Spectrum Business Voice, you can stay totally connected for only $29.99 a month. And when they tell you those are the prices, they actually mean it. With Spectrum Business, there are no added phone taxes, no hidden fees, and no contracts. Spectrum Business will even buy you out of your old contract up to $500. It is a no-brainer. So if you want your small business to stay on track, get Spectrum Business because they help keep small business running. Call Spectrum Business now to find out how they can help your business at 855-245-8879 or go to business.spectrum.com.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.